Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day. Today, we continue our series on spiritual maturity, specifically exploring returning to our first love. Our scripture comes from Revelation 2:4. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Last week, we explored the need to return to our first love, Jesus Christ. This return is characterized by our deep devotion and love for Him. This process begins with an awareness of our current position and ends with specific strategies to return to our first love. We begin by acknowledging that we have left our first love. How do we know that? By examining yourself to see if you are in the faith. This does not infer a loss of salvation, but recommends an evaluation of your progress towards spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity not only includes what you know, but also how you live out what you know. Your profession of faith, as outlined by Paul in 1 Timothy 6:12. Are you being conformed to the image of Christ, or do you resemble the world? Are you intentional in your relationship with Christ? Do you seek His face, His presence, or only His hand, His favor? In God's presence, you take on the mind of Christ. His thoughts become your thoughts, resulting in changed behavior. Spiritual maturity is visible evidence of Christ's presence in your life. What is your current position? Once you are aware of your current position, it is time to develop specific strategies or approach to move you back into fellowship with the Lord. First, recommit yourself to Him. Paul warns us in Romans 6:16, do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? If after examination you find that you have left your first love, repent and return to Him. Nothing you can do will ever separate you from God's love, and He stands faithful to forgive you. Recommitment involves renewing your loyalty to Christ and His lordship over your life. This includes directing your time, talents, and treasures to the service of the Lord. Second, renew your love for Him. Psalm 18:1 reads, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. Tell the Lord how much you love Him. Although He is all-knowing, He still wants to hear you tell Him how much you love Him. Let Him know your desire for Him and your desire with all your heart and your soul. Show your love for Him through your praise and worship. You are never closer to Him than when you say you love Him. Lastly, reprioritize your life around Him. Christ set the standard for priority when He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Matthew 6:33. However, to make God the center of your life is counterculture. Everything in modern society encourages and rewards people who place themselves at the head of the line. But when we place Christ first in our life, we are assured that we have chosen the good part. The gospel group, the Winans, recorded a song entitled Prone to Wander, which best describes the believer's tendency to leave their first love. Prone to wander, exploring the unknown. Prone to wander, seeing if we're grown. destined to blunder, hope that I'll recover, never to wander again. I never should have left your side. It took deep waters to make me realize, not within your borders, void of any order, never to wander again. Prone to wander, no more my refrain, 'cause I'll never leave your side again. Destined to blunder and hope that I'll recover, never to leave your side, never to wander again. Now is the time to return to your first love. He is waiting with open arms. That's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Please share this podcast with your friends and family, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week on Morning Reflections. Be blessed. Bye-bye.